Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are on the Healing Hour. I am your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III, and I am so excited to be with you on this evening. It is truly a blessing. I missed you guys. It's been literally about 3 weeks since the last time we talked, and I need to talk to you guys. Like, it's so important that we get together and we communicate and we heal together, especially right now. But there's so much going on. There's so much being done. And we as a people need to come together like never before. And as always, you know how we start the show. We give our opening scripture. But before I give my opening scripture, you know I got to let y'all know the details. This is Purpose Kingdom Network on blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Call in. 319-527-6091. That is 319-527-6091. If you got comments, concerns, questions, if you need prayer, whatever is on your heart, come on in, make the call. And I guarantee you, you're going to get some answers. You're going to get some prayer. You're going to get a little something. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. And everything is going to be all right, because tonight we have a very important topic. And this topic is from molestation to rape. We got to talk about it. From molestation to rape. My brother, Jeremiah Chase, he's doing a virtual event on this Saturday. And in a few minutes, we're going to start talking about his event. And it's going to be called From Molestation to Rape. And he's going to be hosting the topic, and virtually he's going to have a group of panelists, each panelist, male and female, let me say it again, male and female, has had their own trial and tribulation, and he's going to talk about, they're going to talk about their story, not just what they went through, but how they made it out. So we're not just going to hear the struggle, but we're going to hear the victory as well, and that's very important. Now, let's get our opening scripture. I want you guys to look at Isaiah, and we're going to look at Isaiah. And I like this scripture because it is so important for where we are right now in this day and age. But Isaiah 58:12 says, "And they that shall be of thee shall build up the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." Listen, y'all, right now we are in the point where Jesus is soon to come. I know people have been saying that for years. The older saints been saying that for years. Our elder senior saints have been saying that for years. Jesus is soon to come. Jesus is soon to come. But they wasn't lying. They weren't lying at all. And even if it's been 60, 50, 100, it's still soon to come. It's soon. It's too soon. Anytime we have, we have to get ourselves together, because young adults, children, teenagers are dying, and they're dying from things that we've never even thought about them dying from. We have to understand that time is winding down. So before Christ comes, He has called his people to repair some things, because he's going to present the church to himself. So before he presents the church to himself, or before he gets church ready for him to see what his church is supposed to look like, we're going to have to rebuild some things. So that means we're going to have to rebuild the faith and the hope and the love back into the church. We're going to have to rebuild God's law, God's standards, God's kingdom. We're going to have to rebuild purity and just goodness and and we're going to have to repair evangelism and bring that back to the church. So there are so many things. You said the repairers of the breach, the restorers of paths to dwell in. And there are so many different paths that we're going to have to restore so that we can dwell in them. So this is one of those things that needs to be restored. All right? So I want to drop that scripture and also our evangelism tip. Our evangelism tip is, guys, I know that it's been very difficult for you guys to, stream and get people on, and if somebody's on IG Live and Facebook Live, but for churches who want to communicate with a large group of people or even a small group of people, you can always check out Zoom. It is an app that allows you to speak with numerous people, have services, have your Bible study. It is free for 40 minutes. If you have like a regular 40-minute service or a 40-minute Bible study, but if you know that you're going longer than 40 minutes, it is $12 a month, and which is a very good price, and you can have unlimited time and unlimited access. Also, live stream and Restream are also sites that you can use when you're trying to have your services, Bible studies, ceremonies, whatever the case may be. Live stream and Restream always works. So guys, you have no excuse, when it comes to getting the word out. There are so many tools. There are so many avenues. Let's use all of them. All right, now that we got that out the way, let's get to our special guest, my brother, Jeremiah Chase. How are you, bro?
What's up, bro?
I'm feeling good, man. You and I, we always talking. We literally talk every day. We have, conversations on so many different topics. And last time you were on the show, I introduced you because you have a ministry called Sex Can Wait a While, where you're, witnessing and talking to people about purity, not just abstinence, but purity and the holiness. And there's a method to this ministry. It's not just you talking. It's, step by step. It's, just not just awareness, but you have groups who encourage each other. Your fiance is with you. And y'all about to get married in a couple weeks. Ouch.
No, not a couple weeks. October 17th.
Yeah, that's a couple weeks.
That ain't a couple weeks. A couple
it
weeks
might too. Be a month. But that time will that time gonna fly, man. You talk about you got like a month now, you gonna look up putting on that tux. But sure. Definitely, congratulations to you and your fiance on your journey of staying pure until you guys get married, and just that journey. Y'all documented your journey. Y'all had people be a part of the process. They saw you actually do it, so they had no excuses. They can't say, that was just them. Nah, it was, y'all had witnesses, and y'all had other people doing it with y'all, so it is dope. But now, you're stepping into another realm, and you've been stepping into different realms. Whether it be writing a book, you're an author now. You're a mogul, like designer, and just merchandise. Yo, man, you kind of hitting every category. And you're having an event called From Molestation to Rape. Please tell us about the event. Tell us why you started, to do it. Like, what came about to have this event going? Talk to me.
Yeah, so here's the thing. We're going to do that in Molestation to Rape. Basically, so I'm 28 years old, I'm still a virgin. Beyonce is 36 years old, and she's still a virgin. We have this platform called it's not my platform. It's God's platform. It's God's name. Right? So we always talk about having a hard conversation. Right? So you cannot have a hard conversation without people being molested. And people really get tired of because these are, I don't even get inboxes. So here's the thing. We could talk about how, you know, don't have premarital sex all day. We could talk about that all day. But you will always get that inbox from somebody and say, well, I was raped. I was raped. So you know what I'm saying? It will always be, somebody will always say that. Now, look, this hasn't happened to me, but it happened to somebody that I'm looking for. You know, it probably hasn't happened to me. But molestation or rape, I promise you, it happened to somebody that you know. But it probably even happened to somebody that grew up in the same house as you. You didn't even know.
Right.
That's how important it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my friends told me, she was like, bro. She said, why is sex so taboo? Even though you have people getting raped in the church, you have people getting molested in the church, you have babies out of wedlock in the church. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people shacking up in the church. All these things involving sex, and they don't talk about it, but the action is done. You know what I'm saying? Like, the physical act is done, but not the verbiage. You know, so we got six amazing panelists. Robert Marshall from Chicago, Illinois. Zarina Lomax from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Ira Warren from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tierra McNeely from North Carolina. Tiffany Purnell from Delaware. And John Harris from Alabama. Like, these are people from all over that's coming to share their story. You know, six stories, six panelists, six overcomers. You know what I mean? And there's a crazy thing. Like, these testimonies, it's like if you thought that the worst has happened to you, meet Miss Ira Warren, where she shares her testimony and she shares her story of how her first child was by her own father. Meet her testimony where she shares she's thinking she's going to have a meeting with her pastor and his wife. And then she gets there, and it's just her pastor thing later. She's getting raped by her pastor.
That's heavy.
Robert and Ira told me, they said, you know, they know a list of apostles, bishops, pastors, all these people in leadership that are in church. They got a list of them. And the crazy thing is we do these things in church, but we don't ever talk about it. So now, you know, and I want to make it clear, this event is not to expose anybody. The only person that will be exposed is Christ. But the situations will be exposed. The situation on where these, because I would like to believe that the churches will be a safe haven, will be somewhere I can go and feel safe. But apparently that's not the reality. That's not the reality. You know what I mean? Like, the Tierra McNeely, you know what I'm saying? Like, she used to be a stripper. You know, she's in a foster home. A lot of molestation happens. Her testimony, bro, it's crazy because the foster home is a different situation, bro.
It is.
Children that are in foster care? Yo, they got the home. A lot of them, they act out of line because the homes that they go to are garbage. Tier was like, Jeremiah, I kept running away because I was getting raped. And she said, when I got old enough, I called the head hunter, and I told them what happened. And the lady had a nonchalant attitude. She said, and you know what she said to her? She said, oh, what's the problem with you? You don't care.
Wow.
Tiffany Brunell. It's so many testimonies right here. Robert and John, they both experienced molestation. John even talks about in his book how he dibbled and dabbled in homosexuality because of molestation. On this Saturday at 7:30 Standard Time for molestation, you guys can check it out. If you subscribe to the Sesco Whitaker YouTube page, you get the notification that we go live on Saturday. And on Facebook page, make sure you like and follow the Facebook page or at me as a friend, Jeremiah Chase, and you'll be able to see it live stream. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to break some walls. This is going to break some barriers, man, because we got to understand, look, this is one of the hardest conversations. Even Miss Ira told me today, she said somebody that she met had the same testimony as her. And she said that she has three children by her dad.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Some people may ask questions like, well, but why would you still have the child? Why would you? Miss Ira, I'm about to blow your mind with this one. Miss Ira said, I'm so glad I had my son. She said, I'm so glad I had my son.
Wow.
This ain't no joke. This ain't no joke. When we start talking about rape and molestation, that's when we get quiet. When we start talking about sex, we get quiet. You know why? Because people haven't dealt with it. People don't know what purity is. You know, we say, okay, cool, you know, pure until marriage. No, purity needs to be for married people as well. We're a wreck. Because you can't have a threesome, and masturbation and pornography ain't healthy for a godly marriage either. But that's when people start getting quiet. No, we're right. If you're going to serve God, I will hope that we try our best. Because purity ain't easy. We try our best to serve God 100% and not stick to the 75% ways of just serving God. Oh, we just doing enough just to enter the kingdom. What does that even mean?
I don't even know, bro. It don't mean nothing, because ain't no such thing as just doing enough to get in. The Bible tells us most of us are going to barely make it in. So, yeah, but real quick, you said a lot. You said a lot, and there were so many testimonies that are, like you said, that are being shared, you know, as far as rape. Matter of fact, let me go down the list, because I don't want to miss nobody. You talked about Tiffany Purnell and her story.
Mm-hmm.
John Harris and his story. Robert Marshall, Ira Warren, Tierra McNeil. Is that McNeely?
Yeah, McNeely.
Yes. And it's the other one.
Serena.
No. Okay. Each of them have their own story. Some were raped by their father, raped in foster home, raped and molested in foster home, raped by their pastors. The young men were raped as well, and it triggered a mindset of homosexuality, some things that they had to break. And like I said, when we started talking about this, this is not just about, what they've been through, but it's also about how they overcame. And what's also important is is that you said it best. This isn't church bashing. This isn't church bashing. This is people of the body of Christ exposing some of the damaging areas that need to be repaired. That's why I read that scripture in the beginning, because we can't repair or fix anything unless we're honest. You can't repair anything unless you're honest. And if we play the let's hide this because we don't want the church to look bad game, obviously that scheme has not worked. That plan has not worked because we're too many things are being exposed. You know, too many. Now we have access and things can be exposed quickly. You know, pastors, you know, leaders are being exposed and they're being exposed quickly. You know, so you know, that whole idea of, you know, trying to keep things in house, you know, make sure the church doesn't look bad, that plan hasn't worked. It failed completely. So the best thing now to do is to say, you know what, God, let's just put it out there. And let's just put it out there. And then while we're putting it out there, God, show us how to correct it and how to allow people to heal. So that's the biggest part of all this, because, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to build a community here. Because when one person hears somebody's story, they're going to say, yo, that was me. Oh, that was you? Okay, so, you know, maybe we can talk. We can heal together. We can grow together. We can build. We can talk about our pain. That's why the Bible says confess your faults one to another. You know, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. You know, we have all these different things. And what is basically saying, hey, when you talk, we're supposed to listen. Right. I feel sorry when people tell me, yeah, I don't go to church, because when I had a problem with this or when somebody did this to me inside church, they brushed me off. Or they wouldn't hear me out. Or they took the other person inside without even hearing my story or trying to even get to know what happened. And it's like, you know, we have to listen to people. We really got to do a better job with listening to people. We have to do a better job with making sure that we not only listen, but we have a level of empathy. The Bible says, mourn with those who mourn. If somebody is hurting, we're supposed to be empathetic enough to understand that they're in pain. And not, oh, man, you talking about who? No, I don't believe that. Hear them out. You know, let you talk. You know, get to the story. Ask questions. You know, don't be so quick to defend. And, okay, there are some times where certain people are wrong. Okay, but at least we know the truth. Yeah. So, you know, this is so, so important, man. I'm glad that God put this on your heart. I'm glad that, you know, there's six people who were bold enough to tell their story. Real quick, because a lot of times on these types of panels, you see a lot of young ladies tell their story, but you have two gentlemen, you know, who want to share their story. How did you even get in contact with these two gentlemen? What, you know, what was about them and what made them want to tell what happened in their lives?
So the first gentleman, I met John like 23. I met John on Instagram. Now John, he had reached out to me. He was asking me if I could wear one of his sweaters, one of his purity sweaters. And you know, like post on it, post it and stuff like that. And so I was like, all right, cool. But then I was like, because I've talked to John before, but we didn't really, we was, you know, hey, bro, like, what's up? Like, you know, I would speak to everybody on, you know, like, that followed the ministry. But John would, like, message me sometimes. And I was like, when he hit me up, I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, well, you know what, let's, I said, I forget what he asked me, but I was like, all right, let's set up a time where we can talk and you can share, you know, just share your testimony or whatever. So he shared his testimony with me, and he got this book called How Perversion Tried to Kill Me. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, so he told me his story. He said he was molested as a child. And I told him about the event I was working on. I told him about it, and I was like, well, let me pray about it. I was like, I'm going to hit you up. Because I ain't know him like that, and I was just like, you know, like, everybody can't be a part of God's ministry. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't know him like that. So I was like, well, let me pray about it. But then God was like, yo, like, he's good. So I was like, you know what? All right, cool. Now John, he lives in Alabama. So it's kind of like I already knew John, but I didn't know him because we got a lot of followers, which I don't know their testimony. But like John was like legit. So I was like, oh, snap. Then like John or Rob, they haven't been raped, but they were molested. So, but it is true that men do get raped. This one dude I was trying to get, like he was raped and molested, but I end up not, you know, like, not making that connection. What happened? Oh, so I met John. I reached out to my sis, Jackie Horberg. Her name is Jackie Horberg. She lives in Chicago, and she has an organization called BCI, which stands for Black Christian Influencers. So it's a huge platform for Christian believers on Instagram and Facebook. And if you go to BCI.com, it's Black Christian Influencers. It's every, you know, all these influencers that's connecting with each other, that do different things, that are Christian, and, like, that are legit, you know. So I actually reached out to her because she's the founder, and sis, she always looking out for me. So I called her, and I was like, I got this event coming up. And I said, you know what, I was thinking about posting in the group, but I was like, let me just ask you, because maybe you may know somebody on hand. And she was like, Robert Marshall. She just was like, yo, hands down, Robert Marshall. She said, that's his testimony. She said, that's his testimony. So she made that connection, and that's how we got connected. And then Rob, he cool. Rob is a cool guy, because Rob was about to do a tour to, like, L.A., and, like, some other places, but due to COVID, he couldn't do it. Like, and this was, like, stuff for men. Like, he has, like, these groups for men, and he talks about this stuff. You know what,
wow,
I mean? So it was going crazy.
Wow. So everybody had, like, their own foundation and their own, wow, that's big, man. That's real big. My next question is, like, I know that we're trying to make sure that we reach people with you know, this event. How can people find it? You know, where is it going to be on? What social media platform? How can they watch it?
Yeah, so if you guys subscribe to the Seskin Wait a While YouTube page, just type in Seskin Wait a While, subscribe to the page. When you subscribe to the page, you'll get the notification about the event on that Saturday. Or if you can go like and follow the Seskin Wait a While Facebook page on Facebook, it will be live on YouTube and live on Facebook. So on the Seskin Wait a While YouTube channel and on the Seskin Wait a While page on Facebook. And if you have me as a friend on Facebook, it'll be live streaming from there too. So we live streaming to like three destinations.
Man, you hitting every area then.
Yeah.
Did you show? That's the stuff, man. All right. So, all right. I need to know. because we're talking about this event, and we want to make sure that we go to the Sex Can Wait Around Instagram, Sex Can Wait Around Facebook, and Sex Can Wait a While YouTube channel. Yeah, we got to make sure we hit all avenues. But another thing that we got to talk about, we got to hit this topic. You got a book out. You got a book coming out. It's not out yet. You got a book coming out. And now we were just talking about it, and I was teasing you because I said, yo, you got over 100 copies sold, and the book hasn't even come out yet. It hasn't been released yet. So yeah. you have hundreds of people already waiting, thousands of people already waiting and paying for a book that hasn't been released yet. Yo, first of all, tell me about the book and the purpose of the book, and then after that, for everybody who's listening, if you could throw like a little tip out there, because there's people wondering like, how do I get my book published? I want to write a book. What do I have to do? You know, if you could give some information on that, let people know about the book.
Yeah, so Virgin Men Do Exist is the name of the book. And the book became about is because, clearly, because people don't believe that virgin men do exist. Like, why, if I tell somebody I'm a virgin, why do you look at me funny? If I talk about purity or abstinence, why do you look at me funny? Or, like, even I had older people say, oh, Stan, I haven't heard that in a while. Waiting to get married. This is, like, 5 years ago. Older lady. I'm just like, oh, snap. Like, that just clears that. That's just proven everybody, if they all ages of people are having sex, y'all, not married. You know what I mean? Like, they still
everybody.
Look, like, everybody Deacon that's not getting married, Deacon that's not married, trust me, he getting booty. I promise you he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the thing. Like, this is something that apparently the people of God still struggle with, right? You know? So the book isn't just talking about the reality is a lot of our men are under a lock. Virginity is a hidden normality. And I say it's a hidden normality because there are a lot of people who are practicing abstinence, that people that are virgins and that nobody else know, because a lot of people, they are ashamed. There are people that will say, okay, I can talk about purity and abstinence, but they'll be a virgin, but they won't say virginity. And I'm like, oh, you still ashamed. You're still ashamed. Now, look, virginity means that you don't have sex with nobody else. That's all it means. You know what I mean? You ain't let nobody give you head. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't penetrated nobody. You know what I mean? Or you wasn't penetrated by anybody else if you were a girl. Right? Like, so it's the thing. Like, men are under a rock. I'm in a woman on the rock. So the book is the main one. It's not about the woman. I think the book is really funny. Because based off my reviews, people, they was like, they both use the word human. So, and that's what I wanted the book to be. I wanted to be myself. You know what I'm saying? And the book drops a lot of nuggets on not just the genie, not just abstinence and celibacy. You know, it drops a lot of nuggets on purity. And one of our struggles is when, if I'm a Christian and she's a Christian, okay, God, how can we get married without messing up? So the blueprint is in there of how you should do it. We struggle with keeping God in the relationship. We struggle with keeping God in the relationship when it's just us, right? Because we're supposed to be married to God when we're single, but we divorce him. Have you divorced God? You didn't even know it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you ain't even upstairs in the bed no more. You on the couch. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, the book tackles a lot, man. We want to change the narrative. The book has already changed the narrative. And he's tackling it. He's tackling it. You know what I'm saying? I can say this. I'm not going to lose my virginity when I get married. My fiance would not lose her virginity when she gets married. Like, to me. It won't be a loss. It will be a gain, and it will be an exchange. We have to think about we got to change the narrative of our verbiage, of how we say things, because you don't lose anything with God. You don't lose anything with God. You know what I mean? That will be a gain, and that will be an exchange. What was your second question, bro? Oh, how to write a book?
Yeah, how you wrote the book, like, and, you know, because somebody out there that's listening, they want to write a book. So how did you write the book, and how did you even get pre-sales for the book? I think people need to know how you did that, too, because, like I said, you already have books, over 100 books sold, and the book hasn't even been released yet. So let's share some secrets real quick.
All right, let's get it. So, Success Dealers International, my big sister, I know Tiffany Purnell since I was 17 years old. She started a book coaching session, and it's called The Pennant Project. I was telling everybody else about it, and then I told her, I said, you know what? I think it's time for me to write my book. So I was in a coaching session I was in a cohort for 30 days, well, 32 days. And so she was like, look, I'm going to coach you guys how to write a book in 32 days. And that's exactly what we did. You know what I mean? And afterwards, I did the private coaching to create my launch, and, you know, like, she'll give us advice and tips. She coached us through the whole thing. A lot of times, and I'm self-published. You know what I'm saying? So I had to come up with a publisher name. It's not under her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's coaching other people to self-publish. You know what I mean? A lot of people, they'll try to look down on self-publishers. But self-publishers are winning. Self-publishers are winning. You can research that. So, you know, shout out to Tiffany Purnell and the Pennant Project. Look her up. Tiffany Purnell and the Pennant Project. Success Dealers on Instagram. You know, Tiffany Purnell on Facebook. The Pennant Project on Facebook, you know. Like, she does private coaching now. You know what I'm saying? Like, get with her. You know, she has pushed me every day. And this was one of the best decisions that I made. Purpose in pandemic, y'all. You know? So, you know, look, like, and it's all about branding. I already had a following. Before I started the book. You know what I mean? So, if people, they were waiting for me to come out with a book. You know what I mean? Now, look, if you don't have a following, that don't mean anything as well, because this is, she has one client, and she sold way more books than I did. I'm at 117 copies right now, already being sold in pre-order, right? This one lady, she has over 150 books sold. Sold.
Wow.
And she don't even
already
have a following. Already,
wow,
bro. Already.
Wow.
So it can be done. Don't think that you need to do everything by yourself. Get you a coach. It's your coach, because I find a lot of people, they be writing books all the time, but their books don't be doing nothing though. Like, you in your fifth book, nobody know you're an author. You know what I mean?
Wow. yeah. So definitely want to make that a marker. You wrote a book in 32 days. Like, we can't just fly past that.
Yeah.
How
most people, they'll say, you know, it took me about 5 years to write this book. And I know that the content has been there for years, but the process of writing, I mean, I know for a fact that the content has been there for years because it's the same content that you use in your seminars and your webinars and all those different things. So the content has always been there, but the process of putting the content together. Talk about that process real quick. 32 days, what was it like?
Man, honestly, I'm going to keep it a bean, though. I'm going to keep it a bean. Bro, during this time, during the cohorts, so we had live sessions every Monday. Every Monday. And she would give us homework. Me, I was late on the homework. I wasn't even tuning in. Like, I had to do live, so, like, sessions wait a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was cutting in on the time. Bro, I really ain't get started my book till after the 32 days. I ain't get started till afterwards. And then,
come on, man.
And then, but look, after the period was over, I went in. I wrote my book. And I honestly, me writing it, it took me less than 32 days to write a book. You know what I mean? So, like, a lot of people get writer's block. But those are one of the things that just help you with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Like, what her model is doing, she said, look, success in the field and results. You're going to get a result. A lot of us are just starting and stopping. That's corny, and starting and stopping ain't biblical, and that's not of God. Get it done, people of God. Get it done. The Bible says we put
you out here preaching on procrastination, huh? So you just going to throw people like us under the bus. But now you're right, man. You know, but God said to know good and to do it not as sin. And slowfulness is unto sin as well. So if God is giving you a vision, he's giving you a gift, we got to learn how to share it in the right time, do the work. It's just a blessing, like I said, man. You know, God has used you as a media, I'm going to say media mogul. I know you won't be like, like he's used you as a media mogul, as a author now, as somebody who sheds light on so many different topics. I mean, you talking about, you know, molestation and rape, you know, in a way where God gets the glory at the end, and we're not just pointing fingers and telling stories, but we're telling triumph. And that's big,
right,
man. You know, we're talking about, you know, you literally die your life on social media so somebody can see what purity, what, you know, courtship, what holy courtship looks like, what being engaged looks like, you know. You know what I mean? When I was talking to you, you told me certain things. And I was like, man, I don't even know if I was able to do what you did. You know, you told me, you said, look, you didn't hold your fiance hand until y'all got engaged. You know, y'all first kiss will be on your wedding day. You know, it was just so many other things that just like, man, like you really about this. You really meant this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I bless God for you, man. You know, just everything he's done. You're a trailblazer, bro. Like, seriously. Right now, look at the clock, and it is 9:45, and we are about to do, like I always say, this is the most important part of the show, because we are introducing some lost souls to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You know, there are a lot of us who are struggling with a lot of different things, you know, rape, molestation, purity,
all of us have an individual different struggle. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that you don't have to struggle alone. Because you weren't meant to do this by yourself. You weren't meant to walk this road by yourself. God says that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And I know that right now some of us have felt like we've been left and forsaken. But the truth is God is always with us. And he prepares help for us. He prepares an answer for us. And I know that, some of us may be struggling, just with our own individual crisis. And we may be struggling within ourselves. We've been locked in a household for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are struggling within our own spirituality, within our own mental health. And, we have to figure out a way to overcome this thing. And there is no such thing as real overcoming without the blood of Jesus Christ. You can find many substitutes. You will always have to go and get a bigger substitute when it comes to trying to get over where you are. And what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm not going to sit here and say that once you get saved, life is going to be perfect. Nothing wrong is ever going to happen. That is not the truth. The truth is, you will have trouble. There will be times when things are hard. But you'll never do it alone. And you'll always have a Savior there to protect you. And after everything is said and done, we have victory in the end. There's an expected end. There's no point in living this life with everything that we have to deal with. Live this entire life struggling just to not have a reward at the end of it. And the reward is heaven. So right now I'm going to pray because I believe that somebody wants to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And if you're that person, it's very easy. All you have to do is first acknowledge that you're a sinner. After you acknowledge that you're a sinner, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Ask him to come into your heart. You want him to be Lord of your life. And recognize that he died for your sins. But not only that he died for your sins, but that he rose for your sins. And that he's coming in down to clean you, wash you, make you new. And you will be a new creature. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everything that you have done. Because you're allowing your people to rebuild the foundation of the body. God, you're telling your people to go out and reclaim and rebuild and restructure old places. And God, as we begin to rebuild and restructure, God, we ask that you anoint, that you appoint, that you give direction, and also, God, that you give the means to bring the ministry forth. So, God, there's a soul out there that said, I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of struggling alone. I want a Savior. I want somebody to come and do this thing with me, God. So, God, there's somebody who wants to be with you. So, God, I thank you for that soul. I thank you that they've recognized that they've fallen, that the only person that can save them is you. So, God, we pray for that lost soul that has now dedicated their lives to you. We pray for that soul that has rededicated their lives to you. And we thank you, and we thank you, we thank you for them, God. You cover them, you bless them. God, you show them their purpose and the gift that they have in you, and you multiply. Right now, God, we pray for Jeremiah that everything that you have him to touch, it will grow. It will be a blessing to the kingdom. It will shine light on someone's life, and you will get the victory in everything that he touches. God, you increase the means for him to be available to you. You increase the finances for him to be available to you. God, you touch every area that is broken. God, he is expecting things from you. He's waiting on things from you. And he's doing the work. He's doing what you called him to do. So, God, as he's doing what he's called to do, God, we believe that you'll do the rest. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're now going to have our announcements from Brother Rob, and after Brother Rob, the announcements, we're going to go straight into closing. God bless you.
Yes, praise God, praise God. Real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements. And real quickly, I know this episode has been on the, it has touched, you know, the hearts and souls of some people that have, may or may not have been a victim of sexual abuse. And one of the organizations that I will give you contact with is 1in6.org, which will, they strictly deal with the victimization of male abuse in people. And also, real quickly, rain.org, N, or RAIN.org, and strictly right there, they have a 100% online counseling 24 hours a day. And this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and I just want to let everybody know, if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or give us a praise report. We gladly honor that, and we are grateful for that. Also, anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. You know, also, we invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom. You can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We greatly appreciate that if you share with your friends and family members. And we thank you so much. We also thank the online listeners, no matter where in the world you're listening to us. And also the listeners that have listened to us via phone. We thank you so much, and we appreciate your listenership, and we thank you so much. Now, well, guys, well, guys, blessing. We hope you can join us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour. It's going to be me once again, Brother Robert Pop Hudson. I know I told you I was going to join you 2 weeks of, you know, 2 weeks from last Saturday, but I am blessed to grace the airwaves of Public Scam Network. And I just thank you for each and every one of you that choose to join us each and every night. And with that being said, you know, I'm going to turn the program back over to Minister R.
All right. Thank you, sir. We really appreciate those announcements. Yo, nobody do those announcements better than you, bro. That's why you here. So, real quick. Jeremiah, please, I need you to drop all your information. We need to know how to get in contact with you, and when the book is going to drop so people can, you know, get on those sales as well. So drop your information, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys can reach me at seskinwaiterwhile.co. Seskinwaiterwhile.co. You can get the book through there, or you can go to virginmendoexist.com. Look, if you guys want a book, books will be sent to print in a couple days. So they'll be here in a couple weeks. So if you want to get your order in, get it locked in, and I'll ship it out in a couple weeks, then virginmendoexist.co. virginmendoexist.com. Or you can go to seskinwaiterwhile.co. And check out our merch. Check out to see what the ministry is about. Seskin Wait a While on Instagram, Seskin Wait a While on Facebook, Jeremiah Chase on Facebook. Yeah, I mean, look, we all over. Just type in Seskin Wait a While. You'll find us.
All right, y'all. Another thing is, before we close out this show, I need you guys to check out my new IG page and Facebook page. It's called Faith by Design. We promote all faith-based companies of anybody in the entertainment industry, whatever it may be. We promote faith-based businesses, and we want to make sure that we push those body of believers that are doing things in this world, because they're not just creating a product, doing a service, working in an entertainment field. No, they're winning souls with their platform. So go to Faith by Design, and it's BFM. That's on Instagram. So it's faithbydesign.bfm on Instagram and Faith by Design on Facebook. Also, I want you guys to get ready. Man, we got a lot of things coming at the line. There is some videos that's coming out. New brands, some new clothing. We have a lot of things happening in the kingdom, and we've been trying to keep them a secret for a little while. But we're about to really let some things out. I'm telling y'all gotta be prepared, because we're tired of the status quo, and we're going to really change the way the body sees itself. So let's be prepared for what's about to happen. Let's be excited. I know that we've been shut up. We've been locked in for a while. But I'm telling you, man, we're about to open the floodgates. And God's people are really going to shine, even in the darkness. This is where we're supposed to shine. A lot of people don't know it or not. But when it gets dark, that's when we get brighter. So let's prepare to be the light that we're called to be. I love you. Can't wait to see y'all next week. God bless you, Jeremiah. Thank you for being my guest again. And we're going to do it again. And we're going to build the kingdom. Amen. It's the Healing Hour. I'm your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III. Can't wait to see y'all next month. Bye.
Jesus lives. He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose. Never want to see me down. I will not lose.